You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
My one piece of advice would be breathe, take a breath, step back. Don't get too involved in the day-to-day of your business because it's really hard to get out of. So the sooner you can step back and be the true entrepreneur, the more successful you're going to be.
The E-Podcast Network. Supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.
This is Terry Daniel. Join me for the VoiceOver Cafe right here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
You're listening to EPN.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Diane Helbig, the president of Seize This Day Coaching, working with small business owners, salespeople, and business leaders. She is co-founder of an entrepreneur center, host of an internet radio show, and author of Lemonade Stand Selling. Diane, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric.
You are very welcome. Good to have you. So what made you decide to become a business coach?
Well, I was at a bit of a transition in my regular life and my work life, and I kept watching small business owners really struggle with different aspects of business success. And I thought, you know, I have a history of sales success and management and leadership success, and I just decided that this was a way for me to actually have more of an impact, you know, on the universe, on the world, so to speak, where I could actually make a difference to other people. And so when I started exploring, you know, what do I want to do, who do I want to be, I landed on coaching, and I knew instantly that was what I should be doing.
What is one of the biggest challenges you see small business owners confronting today?
Wow, you know, I think one of the biggest challenges I see is really embracing the sales process, really actually, first of all, realizing that they have to sell, and then doing it and finding a way to do it that is comfortable, that is productive, you know, that is going to get them what they need. There are so many small business owners who either never realized they were going to have to sell or are so afraid of the process that they don't do it, and they really struggle generating revenue and staying viable.
And tell us about your book, Lemonade Stand Selling. That certainly is a catchy title. Any other books in the works?
Well, Lemonade Stand Selling, I wrote it for this very reason, actually, because of watching all these small business owners. And I thought, you know, selling is as easy as when you had a lemonade stand as a child. And I don't suggest that you go, you know, set up a stand on the sidewalk. But what I do talk about is really how easy sales is, and what that it's very matter of fact, it's very straightforward, it's about relationship building. So it's a really easy read to guide people through the process to get them to actually take action because they realize, you know what, this isn't so bad. So that's why I wrote the book. I've gotten a lot of really good feedback on it. People really seem to enjoy it, and it's helping them, and that was the point of it. You know, I could reach a broader audience by writing a book. Other books I have in the works. I actually have a book in the works right now. It's about leadership, and it's about how business people and all. At first, I thought it was just business owners, and then I realized it's all of us. We have a bad interpretation of what being kind means, and so we're so busy trying to be nice that we're not really dealing with things in a way that works and helps everyone. So technically speaking, we're not really being nice. I mean, at the end of the day, we end up doing more harm than good.
Today, we are joined by Diane Helbig, the president of Seize This Day Coaching and author of Lemonade Stand Selling, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Diane, you do a lot of strategic planning work with your clients. What is the basis of that work?
You know, what I it's a slightly unconventional, I would have to say. What I do with my clients is we do some guided visualization to be able to look at where do they want to be. And once they can get a picture in their head of what their business looks like when, for them, it's successful, you know, whatever that is, however many clients, revenue, whatever that looks like, then I walk them backward to right now, in this moment in time, what are the steps they need to take to move toward that goal. And we break it down into very, very small steps, because one of the things I've realized is it's so big where they want to go that that's why people don't move toward it, because they don't know what to do. They sort of don't know how to get off go. So when we back it up and we make it small, it becomes really easy to attack, to actually implement, take some steps, then they see themselves taking those steps, and they can continue to move forward because they're feeling that progress. And then we work in a monitoring element, because you have to be able to monitor how you're doing at that time. You know, people wait too long to take a look at how is it going, and then it's too late and they don't know why things went the way they did. So it's a very structured approach, and it's very small. I'll say it's, you know, it's very almost microcosmic.
What are your thoughts about social media marketing?
I love it. I think everyone should be doing it. I think people don't necessarily understand it, and so they either don't do it or they do it incorrectly. And so I think it's like any other marketing. I think you have to look at it and say, you know, what do I want to accomplish here? Who's my audience? How do they receive information? Where are they? And how can I message them in a way that they will hear me? And one of the biggest benefits of social media marketing that people don't harness enough is it gives you an opportunity to present your expertise and to, you know, show yourself as an expert and gain a lot of exposure so that people get used to you and they find out about you and learn to trust you without you having to sell them. So for all those people who don't like to sell, you can really harness the power of social media.
Definitely. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Seize This Day Coaching online?
They can go to www.seizethisdaycoaching.com, and that's S-E-I-Z-E for Seize. So they can check me out there. They can go to blogtalkradio.com/dhelbig and check out the radio show. Or they can always find me on LinkedIn, Twitter, or Facebook.
And lastly, if you had one piece of advice to give a small business owner, what would that be?
Wow, one piece of advice. I would say to take action, to, you know, really think about the possibilities and not be afraid to just make a move. You got to keep moving forward.
Good advice. She is Diane Helbig, the president of Seize This Day Coaching, working with small business owners, salespeople, and business leaders. She is co-founder of an entrepreneur center, host of an internet radio show, and author of Lemonade Stand Selling. And the website of reference, once again, is SeizeThisDayCoaching.com. Diane, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.
This is Michelle Salater with Sumer. Join me for Business Confessional Talk Radio, where entrepreneurs gather and experts tell all, right here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.